If your car breaks down, you probably call for help or walk if needed. Here, if your car breaks down, it could likely mean your life, for there's no one to call, and there's a good chance no one will be driving by for many days. It's a beautiful yet harsh landscape, and we go there on today's edition of The American Countryside. We hope you enjoy hearing The American Countryside right here every day, but when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear The American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
It's probably the most recognizable and most photographed natural landmark in Australia, Ayers Rock. The massive monolith rises red against the sparse plains. It's always been an important place to native peoples.
It'd be a very big meeting place for the Aboriginal people, mainly because it's a big catchment area. There'd be a lot of food and a lot of water.
Stacey Beswick says the Aborigines adapted to the land, finding places like Ayers Rock where they could get water and find vegetation. Those native peoples can still be found in communities often far from the hubs of civilization in Australia.
In the outback, yeah, in the Northern Territory. Not too many around here, more towards South Australia.
The distances in Central Australia are massive. There are just a few paved roads. Travel off those paths comes with extreme warnings for tourists and locals alike.
Some of the roads, you need permits to go down them. A lot is it so that the government or the land council that controls the land out there knows how many people are there. If you go down and run out of water, get bogged, leave your vehicle, they definitely do perish. So there's a lot of people that just wander off and they never get found again.
In some cases, those roads may see but one or two travelers a week. Wandering from one's vehicle is often a sure death sentence in the scorching heat. Stacey has become adept at touring people around the area in a much safer way.
In winter, we get quite a few more people out here, but we also tour around the national park, go out to Ayers Rock, Uluru, go out to Cutajuda as well. We have something like 9 different tours out around there. We run all the way to Kings Canyon as well, right through to Alice Springs.
It's an amazing landscape that fascinates people who journey here from around the world. Traveling the countryside near Ayers Rock in Central Australia, I'm Andrew McRae.